to explain to someone why this helps to reduce depression and anxiety, what would you say?
Gosh, I've talked about this an awful lot. I think the first step, what I always said was that it was the gardening, the interest in gardening, either as a complete beginner or as someone that has had a garden and doesn't, or whatever, has lots of experience. The gardening was the thing that brought us all there to get to that session two or three times a week, whatever it was. That was the thing we had in common. But we were such a varied group, and I think that was important. It wasn't a niche group for people with learning disabilities or people with mental health. It was a real wide range of people from all sorts of different backgrounds, different religions, cultures, whatever. We were very, very mixed, and I think that, to begin with, was the thing that was important, because people were so different, and yet they all got on, and we found a way of working together and supporting each other. Because I paired Marie and Frances up, and that was the start of their friendship that they still have 5 years on. And she talks about that. She said, do you remember that was what you asked me to go and work with Frances on that flower bed? I don't remember that. And yet that was pivotal for both of them. And it was about those relationships forming between very different people who, if they saw each other in the street or whatever, they would never speak to each other. But here we all were cooperating and working together for a goal, a common goal, which was to make that park look nice for people to walk through. But I think also I think the engaging with nature is the fundamental. And there's something about nature. You can't change how nature is, because the weather will do that, the seasons will do that. So you can plant things and either they'll fail or they'll succeed. And you have to learn how to do that. You learn you have to learn to be patient. It's not a quick fix. You know, creating a garden takes time, an investment of energy and a commitment. And I think that perhaps is the next thing. It's committing to that, but having to learn that, you know, it's not like doing a painting. You could do that quite quickly, and there you have it in front of you. You know, you might not feel you've made much impact in one gardening session, but if you do that every week, over a period of time, you'll see a change. So it's about committing to something that might take a long time and having the patience to do that. And then I think the other part of it is it's the gardener group then is part of a wider community. So there's the centre, there's the cafe where we would go and have lunch. So I knew that some of our people were having a hot meal twice a week that they could afford. It was about interacting with other people who didn't have disabilities or mental ill health. It's that normalisation of things. And
it's like you've got a role, you're not useless, yeah, you're important.
Exactly, you have a key part. And Marie and Frances were telling me how they volunteer now that they clean the courtyard, that courtyard where I sat with the wisteria. They clean that, they brush that every Monday, they sweep it and tidy it every Monday. That's their job, that's what they do. And then they go around and deadhead things in the pots and make sure the pots are watered. And they've taken on that role since I've left, because they want those things to be nice for visitors, but also they take a great sense of pride in what they do. And you know, to think that that's still going on, and that started with me 5 years ago, is a really lovely thought. But also that they still have the confidence to do that, and the belief in themselves that they're worth that, and that people appreciate what they do. And So there are lots of things.
That's really interesting that people appreciate what you do, because that's so important as well. Because I think even people who, if I think about like some of my relatives who have